B. Procedural requirements. The procedures must ensure that the mediation process, 1. Is voluntary on your part and the local education agency's part, 2. Is not used to deny or delay your right to a due process hearing, or to deny any other rights you have under Part B of the Individuals with Disability Education Act, and 3. Is conducted by a qualified and impartial mediator who is trained in effective mediation techniques. 4. The state education agency must maintain a list of people who are qualified mediators and are knowledgeable in the laws and regulations relating to the provision of special education and related services. The state education agency must select mediators on a random, rotational, or other impartial basis. 5. The state is responsible for the cost of the mediation process, including the cost of meetings. 6. Each session in the mediation process must be scheduled in a timely manner and held at a place that is convenient for you and the local education agency. 7. If you and the local education agency resolve a dispute through the mediation process, both parties must enter into a legally binding agreement that sets forth the resolution and that, A, states that all discussions that happen during the mediation process will remain confidential and may not be used as evidence in any subsequent due process hearing or civil proceeding, and B, is signed by both you and a representative of the local education agency who has the authority to bind the local education agency. 8. A written, signed mediation agreement is enforceable in any state court of competent jurisdiction, which is a court that has the authority under state law to hear this type of case, or in a district court of the United States. 9. Discussions that happen during the mediation process must be confidential. They cannot be used as evidence in any future due process hearing or civil proceeding of any federal court or state court of a state receiving assistance under Part B of Individuals with Disabilities Education Act.